Okay, welcome back to Talking Like a Man's Men's Mental Health Podcast. It's good to be back. It's good to see everyone again. It's been a while. We've been out and busy with schoolwork, and thankfully everyone is back. I mean, I can see Josh and Hisra all smiling and everything.
Every time I see the both of you, I smile automatically. Don't even think about it, just the reaction.
That's the kind of experience that we want to have as men when we talk about these things. So yeah, it's good to be back, and we're obviously recording because of we've got the men's health week next week, and obviously we're trying to put out content for our men's health week and to encourage men not to suffer in silence. Obviously, we're talking about topics like stress, emotional intelligence, and then some. Something to light up the mood a bit, which is the Euros. I'm sure Josh doesn't agree with me with that, but yeah, no, history does.
Oh yeah, I do. but see, even if he doesn't like actively watch and cheer for a certain team, he's gonna be in the zeitgeist of it, because it's just inescapable. Like, everyone's gonna be talking about it. You're gonna hear of it, regardless of you being interested in or not. So you're going to be passive smokers. You're going to be a passive consumer of the Euros.
Exactly. And just before Josh says anything, I had the experience from Nigeria, because the last time it was coming home, or the chance of it was coming home, I was in Nigeria, and I felt the vibe from Small Nigeria chance. So it could be incredible to really have that experience here in the UK. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope you are, because I'm going to be dragging you out of your house, Josh.
I mean, to be fair, I do find it fun. I think it's a good laugh. Like, people get together and watch the games, and then as soon as the games are ending, they're all brawling in the streets, and it lets everyone down. Like, I don't get it. I don't find it very fun watching millionaires kick a ball up and down a pitch for 90 minutes. Like, they earn more money in that 90 minutes than I'm going to earn in years.
Yeah, but if you explain it to the aliens like that, they won't like it either. No, but if you present it the right way, they'll be into it. Like, yeah, if you say, oh, they're millionaires, they just kick the ball on. Yeah, that's not fun, but it has a spirit. It's something that we I don't know why we like it, but we do.
We just like the spirits.
To be fair, I do think it's interesting. I think it's my thing. It always comes back to how kind of, I suppose, bringing this back into a men's mental health kind of aspect is how emotional people can get when it comes to football. How it does seem to be kind of a place where people can cry and cheer and kind of be engaged and express themselves in a way that kind of men often wouldn't normally.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I've seen more guys cry because of a football result than because of a breakup or a loss to a certain like significant other. Like, it's baffling how into it we get just because we associate ourselves somehow with a certain group of what you call them, millionaires kicking a ball.
Yeah.
I've been there. Like, I remember it was 2008, and I was at a ski resort here, and it was the Euros again, so it was like the time when Spain were like the dominant force, and I have literally no connection to Spain whatsoever. Like, Spain is as far away from my heart and soul as any other country, but for some reason back then I decided to root for Spain, and I was in front of a TV with like 50 other people, all Bulgarians by the way, rooting for Spain with Spain's flag, like makeup on my face and a jersey, and like when they won, I was like, yeah, it's like the happiest moment of my life. And I've been born.
I've never been that far. I did wear an England shirt for one of the matches. I don't know what that would have been.
Nah, he goes one of the matches.
Like 4 years ago. So I don't know if that was Euros, if it was World Cup. I don't know what it was, but it's something. I definitely wore an England shirt, but that was essentially because I was abroad. And yeah, everyone was going to kind of the British pub to watch the game together. So it was that community aspect rather than
they couldn't tell you apart enough, you had to wear an England shirt.
Oh yeah, just make it really clear. Like.
Okay, yeah, you see me, yeah. England,
everyone's aware. English, like.
But see, even you've experienced it then, like a non-football fan, a person who has no interest in sports, you've been abroad and you've been dragged into a pub wearing an England shirt just because like a big tournament was happening.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the community aspect is positive, can be positive. Until then, you get people that don't like each other's football teams, and it's like, well, as opposed to all being football fans, we're now enemies because you like the other team.
Yeah, like, yeah, easier when it's the national team.
Yeah, yeah.
Easier. And see, I need a team to root for because obviously, I don't know if it's obvious, but it's obvious to me. My home country's team is bad. And when I say bad, I mean bad. So they obviously didn't even qualify for the Euros. So now I need to bandwagon onto another team, and the obvious choice is the England national team because I have that connection. I have that going on.
I'm not glad. I didn't know it was possible to not qualify. I thought it was everyone was in it.
No. And even if it was impossible to not qualify, we'd not qualify. Like they have to drag us onto the tournament, and we'll still lose the games.
I mean, I know Bulgaria have had some exceptional players in the past.
Name three.
Okay, I can name three.
And obviously, you know,
Dimitar, Berbatov, Petrov, and I think the Petrov brothers.
Okay, they're not brothers, but they're both named brothers. Petrov. Yeah. Okay, I am downright impressed. Like you have to find a specific group of people in Bulgaria to name three Bulgarian footballers. So. Fair play to you, mate. Like, that was good.
I mean, it just like Josh was saying, the community part of it is what helps everyone bring out the emotions and help men bring out the emotions in football. Because all of a sudden, at that point, it's no longer, you're no longer hiding your emotions towards your team. You're expressing your emotions to you, towards your team. So if there is an opposition team, an opposition fan, it's almost all right for you to express properly how you feel in a certain moment. Whereas when you have, let's say, when you're in your workplace or in some cases when you're in a relationship with someone, it's really hard because you want to communicate how you feel, but then you don't want to come off in a way that is offensive. But I think sports provides, especially every sport provides that opportunity for you to express how you really feel about about the sport.
But then why is that? That's the thing that I always wonder. Why is it that, because obviously, so with Men's Health Week, one of the things they're looking to focus on is emotional illiteracy, because kind of men aren't very good at processing and understand their feelings and only go and get support when it's kind of right at the end, when they're in severe difficulty. So why do we think that when it comes to sports, men will express themselves, but when it comes to other things?
Can I jump in here? I think
please make the leap. The jumping.
Society,
we live in a society.
Yeah, we live in a society where it's all right for a woman putting it in.
Probably try and use a different way of phrasing it, yes.
Yeah, it's all right for people to see a man cry because his team lost, than for him to cry because he lost his job or cry because he lost his mother or father or lost a relationship or lost his girlfriend or something like that or lost his partner. So it's automatically, because of that, that the kind of society we live in, it's automatically okay that someone takes up that personality, that persona, and says, oh yeah, I don't need to cry here because I don't want to look weak. And obviously, we've shared this before, the whole relating crying to looking weak and being weak. I mean, in the past 1 week, I've watched a documentary on Joey Essex and his relationship with his mom and when his mom passed away and how he didn't process that feeling. And it took him up until last year when he turned 30 for him to process his mom's death, which was 20 years ago. So you can imagine how it has impacted in different parts of his life. I mean, for sure, I think for emotions, these come from the thoughts. We normally have thoughts, and these thoughts drive feelings. So the way we feel about a certain thought is what now pushes us to act in a certain way. And this whole cycle of thoughts, feelings, and actions are what emotions are. So they are literally just energy in motion, like energy from one part of your body moving all around your body from your mind, from your head where the thought is, to the way you feel about that thought. Which makes, for instance, if I was here and I was not enjoying this, and I thought, oh, there's a way, I don't like the way Josh is talking, I don't like the way Hister is talking.
Yeah,
I start to have a feeling towards you guys. And then those feelings create actions like, sometimes I'll be like this, I'll feel bored, and I'll feel in a certain way. And those actions that I start to bring out shape the experience I have of having a podcast with you guys. So that's the whole cycle of it. So I mean, it's something that emotional intelligence is something that we are really working on, and that's why we're having podcasts like this, so that we can teach ourselves and help ourselves become more emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, and that's like the whole gist of having a men's health week all together, like shedding light on issues that tend to be swept under the rug at times, maybe. And if men want to express how they feel in a setting with 30 other men crying over an England loss, all the more power to him. Like, at least that's a way to express yourself. And I reckon it's just by now it's become their thing. Like, oh, okay, yeah, it's not weird to see someone cry because of a last minute penalty. If, like, generally men cry when it's the last minute penalty, it'd probably be a little weird if you see a woman crying after that same penalty. You're probably like, come on, you probably don't care that much. But she might. I've seen women who genuinely care way more than some of us.
Exactly.
Do. Yeah.
And to be fair, I think that's it. And it doesn't matter if people, like, although I don't understand it, like, if you want to get emotional over a team, if you want to support a team, more power to you. Like, it's one of them that, I mean, we've spoken about it before, that it takes time to learn and process. And although sat here talking about kind of emotional literacy, I'm not good at processing emotions. I see a counsellor for a reason, to try and get better at these things. And
yeah,
maybe actually if I could relate to a football team,
maybe
and have a cry, maybe that'd be really good for me. Like,
maybe, yeah. So
I've got no issue with it. It's just one of those things that I don't understand. And I think if that's how people want to or can process emotions, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's never too late. It's never too late. People have gotten into sports later than you.
I mean, we're making references towards sports, and then it's something clicked in my head, and I was thinking, if you notice, it's very easy for people to express emotions when they're talking to, let's say there's a reporter talking to you about how you experienced the game. It's very easy for you to express your emotions then than for you to go walk up to a therapist and talk to a therapist about how you feel.
Yeah.
So now, if there's a disparity there, you're wondering what is driving, what is sports giving to people that makes them, especially men, feel free to share their emotions.
Yep.
So it's part of these things is the society that we live in, and how it's shaped sports and how we look at it. And I think part of it is also the euphoria and the fact that when someone is about to kick a ball, you almost take up that person's, you almost become that person in the moment. And it's like the person's kicking the ball, you're also kicking the ball. So
yeah, it's you relating to them, yeah. And sharing that communal experience with everybody who's also invested in it as much as you have.
Lovely.
Well, I think that's a good place to end it there, as a kind of first back after a bit of a hiatus. so I think What do you want? Do you want people to send in a message who they're going to be supporting for the Euros? What they
Please,
think?
Especially if you're not going to support your home country, give us like your alternative country. Like, yeah, me again. I said I'm standing England this time.
England all the way.
Yeah. No. But like Coventry obviously has a lot of international students, so their countries are probably better at football than my country is. So they're probably going to be in the Euros. But even still, who's your second choice? Who'd you rather win if not your home country? Yeah. And yeah, obviously keep an eye out for all of the things being posted around Men's Health Week and around the KUSU website, obviously. Keep your eye out for us as well. And until then, we will speak to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.